Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is Congresswoman Lisa McClain. Congresswoman, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, over the past month, we've seen massive unrest in Haiti after a jailbreak led to armed gangs taking over an estimated 80% of the nation's capital. You were involved in a rescue of a group of Americans, including famous author Mitch Albom. So I want you to start at the beginning for us, if you could. How did you hear that this group was trapped in Haiti?
Well, I was on a walk with my daughter and a friend of mine, Teresa, had called me when we were on the walk, and she was very distraught, very upset, very devastated. And I was like, what's the matter? What's the matter? And she said, well, you always told me if we ever needed anything to call you, and this is that call, we need something. I said, okay. So she explained the situation. You know, obviously Mitch Albom has an orphanage in Haiti that he's been going down every month for the past 14 years, et cetera, et cetera. And he was working with the government, with the State Department, with the embassy. They thought he could get out, he couldn't get out, he's trapped, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, calm down, have Mitch call me, and we'll go from there. So this was probably about 11 o'clock in the morning. He called me right away, explained the situation. And I said, well, let me get on the phone, and called my chief. And we started working our channels through the State Department, through the embassy, you know, all the government channels. And this was probably about 11-ish in the morning. We couldn't get any response back from the State Department, from the embassies. We were just getting the absolute complete runaround. So around, I would say 6 o'clock that night, it became very apparent to me that we weren't gonna get any help. And we kept getting intel during the day that the gangs had become more violent, more radical, and getting closer and closer to their location, and we needed to get out of there. So after it became apparent that the State Department wasn't going to help and our government wasn't going to help, I enlisted the help of a fellow congressman, Corey Mills, who had helped get people out in Afghanistan, as well as Israel when our government failed us there as well. And I said, Corey, I said, I got to have a favor. He's like, what is it? I explained it. And he asked me one question. He said, are these people important to you? And I said, yeah, they're important to me. And he's like, say no more, we'll get on it. So we really worked throughout the night trying to get organized with, you know, helicopters to landing locations, to where we're going to refuel, to where are we going to put the 10 individuals? Do we, you know, where do we leave from? So we worked on the logistics. We were supposed to get out that night, but unfortunately the helicopter had a maintenance issue. We couldn't fix it. Mitch did not want us to land in daylight, which I agree, because it would put the orphanage at risk. So we had to wait till the following night, which was really the Sunday night or the wee hours of Monday morning. And we finally got everything organized. We had clearance to land from the State Department and the embassy. Let me rephrase that. I wouldn't say we had clearance to land. They said they would not get in the way, which I thought was good. I said, send me all the documentation. They sent me all the documentation. And then in the wee hours of the morning, Mitch went in, and within about 2 minutes was on the ground, loaded everybody into the helicopter with the, you know, clothes on their back and their passports. While they were in the air, I got a call from the embassy, the Dominican Republic and our embassy, saying, we've changed our minds, you don't have clearance to land. I said, well, that's gonna be a problem because we had 10 people in the air and they're running low on fuel. I asked them what changed, you know, from 4 hours ago. They couldn't tell me. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? And she's like, I wish I would have never taken your call. I'm like, well, okay, we got to do something here. So they landed. When they landed, finally, they landed safely. The hydraulics on the helicopter were completely ruined, but they landed safe. They're back on American soil. They're back in the District of Michigan. 8 of the 10 were from my home state. So unfortunately, we have about 1,000 plus others that are still trapped in Haiti trying to get out. Ironically, the next day I had a hearing with CENTCOM and asked what is the plan to get the Americans out of Haiti? And she flat out told me we don't have one, which is very reminiscent of Afghanistan and Israel. So it's very unfortunate, but that's the situation that we're in right now.
What you laid out was a really harrowing story. And before we go on, I want to thank you for doing everything in your power to get those fellow Americans out. But and Mitch Albom, he went over this story for the Detroit Free Press, and it really sounds like a movie. He said it sounded like a movie, but he doesn't want it to be that way. I am curious because you said this now, and he wrote that you, as well as Congressman Mills, said, quote, not to expect any help from the government. Were you surprised that you weren't getting answers? Like you said, you were getting the runaround. Why did that happen, do you think?
This is my naivety. This is my second term in Congress. And when he called me, he said he had been going through some government channels and wasn't able to get anywhere. I thought, oh my goodness, well, I'm a congressman. Of course, they'll pick up the call, right? I'm in Congress, right? That's where my naivety comes in, is I didn't get any further than he got. And unfortunately, it became very apparent that the government wasn't going to help. Why? I don't know, because they were able to get out non-essential government workers. They just couldn't get out American citizens. So I'm not really sure what the difference is or what their criteria is. Rest assured, we'll have a hearing on this and I'm going to get some answers, because it's extremely disappointing. That is the State Department's job, is to protect Americans abroad. So I have two questions. One, why can't they do their job? And if they're unable to do their job, then really, why do we need to fund them?
You're posing these questions now. Have you talked to anyone in the State Department since this rescue happened?
Oh yeah, they've been very kind and helpful once the people, you know, once the Americans and whatnot got on the ground. Very kind, very helpful, but zero help moving forward on helping get others out. In fact, they have no plan. No plan.
I want to read a quote from State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller, and I want to get your response to it. He said this, quote, "We are not actively planning for any evacuation, and I would remind you and others that Haiti has been a level 4 country with respect to our travel advisory since 2020. So what that means is for 4 years, we have been telling Americans, do not go to Haiti, do not travel there, it's not safe to do so, and for those who are there, leave as soon as you can feasibly do so without putting yourself at risk." What's your reaction to this, especially knowing the group that you rescued, or you were part of rescuing rather, was at an orphanage?
I think it's disgusting. I think it's disappointing. And the question that I would ask is, how are you able to get the non-essential government employees out, but not the Americans out? And from this administration, who cares about human rights and who says they care about Americans, where are they? This has been a pattern of abandonment from this administration, whether it's Afghanistan, whether it's Israel, or now Haiti. I mean, this is a pattern.
You tweeted something with a similar sentiment. You tweeted this, quote, "Biden has continually abandoned Americans overseas in times of crisis." Now, as we sit here, you got some Americans out. What would you have liked to seen from the Biden administration?
Give us a plan. Give us a plan on one or two things. If that's your job, is to help Americans abroad, then either do your job or resign your positions. It's simple. If you are going to keep your job and help Americans abroad, what is your plan? I find it very ironic that the private sector can actually get things done, but the government can't. Isn't that interesting? So if the private sector can get things done and the government can't, maybe we should begin to fund more private sector, and maybe we should take away funding from these government agencies that can't do their job. Because there's three reasons you can't get things done. It's a can't. You just can't get it done. You won't, or you don't know how. Well, I think they know how, because they got government agencies out, right? So they know how to do it. It's not a can't, because they've done it. It's clearly a won't. This is a calculated decision by the State Department and by the government to abandon Americans, which, just come out and say it. But then I guess you don't need the funding, do you? Perhaps we should start funding some different entities that actually can do their job and actually that can get things done. Isn't that amazing?
Why do you think it is a won't then? Because Mitch Albom wrote for the Detroit Free Press essentially something along the lines of, we weren't at Club Med, we weren't on vacation, we were there at an orphanage trying to help. So why do you think it is that won't? Why do you think it's up to members of Congress to help evacuate these people?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. And why that is, I think that that would be a great question posed for the State Department and this administration. All I know is I was elected by my constituents, and if people need help, it's my job to help them. And as opposed to putting the blame on everybody else, it's my job to figure out how to get things done. That's how it worked in the business world, and that's how it should work in government. But thank goodness for Corey Mills, because there are people in Congress who actually believe in getting things done as opposed to passing the buck.
Congressman Mills posted that he did another rescue recently. I believe it was yesterday. And I am curious, because at the top of this interview, you said there are over 1,000 Americans still stranded in Haiti. Is there any indication that they are going to be getting out anytime soon?
I don't have a good answer for you on that. My from past experience, I'm not very confident that that's going to happen, or it's going to happen anytime soon. We're trying to put pressure on the government and on the State Department. We'll continue to do that. My hope is that we'll have a plan soon, but hope isn't a real good strategy.
The Washington Post got a quote from a State Department spokesperson after this story of the rescue broke, and they said this, quote, "We are always relieved to learn that U.S. citizens are safe. That said, the security situation in Haiti is very uncertain, and initiatives like this are risky and can put people in harm's way." When you hear that, what's your reaction?
It's true. It is risky, and it does put people in harm's way. We can't stop caring. We can't stop trying. We can't leave Americans stranded abroad. At least that's my view.
You said earlier you have some questions for the State Department. What do you want to see from them going forward? When are you going to be asking these questions? And what do you want to see from the Biden administration as this situation in Haiti is still developing?
I would like to have answers on what is the strategy for when Americans are stranded abroad. What is our strategy to get them out? I mean, again, this isn't an isolated incident with this, which is what happened in Haiti. We have the Israel and we have Afghanistan. So this is a pattern. What is the strategy when something like this happens, when there is unrest abroad, to help get Americans out, right? It's your job. And if it's not their job, they need to say, hey, it's not our job, it's not our responsibility, and then we can allocate funds accordingly. Because unfortunately, I think the only thing that's going to get their attention is money. Now, they're going to argue that we want more money and more money will fix the problem. I would argue that all the money in the world won't fix the problem if you are unwilling to do your job.
Speaking of money, who funded this rescue initiative? Was it Corey Mills himself? Was it you? What did that look like?
I can share with you it wasn't the government. Let's just leave it at that.
Congresswoman, once again, I do want to thank you for the rescue efforts here. Thank you again for talking with me. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.